New Delhi is making sure this part of Indian-administered Kashmir is ready to receive diplomats from the G20 nations. But it's also facing allegations that it's whitewashing human rights abuses and the suppression of freedom in the disputed Himalayan territory.
Holding the G20 conference here has a political context to it. The meaning of this event is to prove to the people of Kashmir that internationally Kashmir issue has been buried forever. This is one of the achievements of the G20 conference.
The region is known for its natural beauty, and India wants to boost tourism and investment here. Some in the area hope the summit will help do that.
We expect it will boost tourism and livelihood for all those who are associated with the tourism sector. But you know, it all depends on the Kashmir situation that should remain good. On the situation on Kashmir, what can we say? You know what the situation in Kashmir is like.
India holds a chair of the G20 and in the run-up to the main summit in New Delhi in September is holding a series of meetings across its territory.
Jammu and Kashmir was, is, will always be a part of India. And the G20 meetings are held in all the Indian states and union territories, so it is completely natural that it is held there.
But it's also been the scene of protests, attacks against Indian soldiers and a recent internet blackout. India wants to show normalcy, but for those who live here, it's anything but business as usual.
For people of Kashmir, it would have meant something had there been normal situation over here. Now, normalcy does not mean normalcy of a graveyard, where you have restrictions on media, restrictions on people, people languishing in jails, and all this. And at the same time, you want to project to the world that it is normal.
Security is tight after 5 Indian soldiers were killed by suspected separatists last month. Indian-administered Kashmir remains one of the most militarized zones in the world, and human rights organizations have described New Delhi's policies as repressive and criticized its detention of human rights activists and journalists. And that's leaving many to wonder whether India can convince diplomats and the world that the situation here is normal. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera.